All right, what a win for the Los Angeles Lakers, 120 to 116 over the Denver Nuggets. This game went to overtime, last game before the All-Star break, and there's a number of things that we could talk about positively for the Los Angeles Lakers. And we don't even have to just stick to this game. 41 and 12 on the season, a five-game cushion in the loss column over the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Clippers. Lakers got 12 losses, the Nuggets and the Clippers both have 17 losses at this point of the season, and the Clippers have a game at Boston tomorrow. So we'll see. If that's a loss there, they'll obviously have 18. I want to start off by saying this. Love how the Los Angeles Lakers approach tonight's game. You know, there's been so much chatter and conversation. I spent a lot of the pregame show talking to Michael Thompson about it. MT, this is the game before the All-Star break. It's a tough game at Denver. This game means everything to the Denver Nuggets. What kind of Lakers team are we going to get? And both actually John and MT predicted that it's going to be a close game. But I just love how the Lakers didn't mail it in. How the Lakers didn't say to themselves, man, look how great of a start of the season that we've had this year. And you know, we're sitting in a prime position. You got the best record in the Western Conference. Lakers came in tonight and handled business. And that's the thing that I think I love the most about tonight's game. And there's so many positive things to talk about. The Lakers bench with KCP, Dwight Howard, and Alex Caruso, the way they played. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, not just living up to expectations tonight, but living up to expectations throughout this entire season as 100% the best duo in the NBA. So many great things that we can talk about, but I just love that, you know, this is a franchise that is sitting obviously in a position to make some major noise this year, and that noise is going to come as the season progresses, as you get into the postseason, you continue to position yourself to a high seed in the Western Conference, and for the Lakers at this point, your expectations now are a number one seed. That should be the expectations, and that should be how things play out. We'll see how things kind of go over the final 2 months of the season. But Lakers were not distracted. Let's put it that way. They don't have another game until Friday, February 21st. And I think while a lot of teams get closer to the All-Star break, they, let's just say, get disinterested in these final few games in front of them. At least for the Lakers, you took care of business. The Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns, yeah, you were supposed to beat both of those teams. You did. This was the game that we all looked at and said, ah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one against the Denver Nuggets. And the Lakers made sure that they took care of business. I want to read off a couple stats here. Alex Caruso tonight, I sent out a couple tweets on this, and I know everybody on Twitter was trying to play head coach in that third quarter and saying, can we put Caruso back in the game? Alex Caruso in 22 minutes tonight, 4-7 from the field. Okay, nothing out of the ordinary. Shot over 50%, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 10 points. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. I thought his presence on defense was outstanding. You know, there's a stat. Some people probably think it's blown out of proportion. I think sometimes maybe it's underutilized or not talked about enough. In the plus-minus tonight for Caruso, he was a plus 23. It's not very often that you have a player plus 23 in a four-point game in overtime. This wasn't a 25-point win by the Lakers. This was an overtime battle. And when Caruso plays 22 minutes, you know, just to give comparison, Anthony Davis, LeBron played 42 minutes. So he's playing less than half of the minutes that those two players played, understandably so. But he was so impactful in the entire game that he was on the basketball floor. You love to see that type of production. Dwight Howard tonight, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists in 30 minutes. KCP, forget the 9 points, 3-9 from the field, 4 steals, and was in during crunch time to help the Lakers get the win. Fantasy Springs caller of the game, need a break from the everyday. Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a 2-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. 877-710-ESPN. Visit fantasyspringsresort.com to book today. All right, here's the phone number. Laker fans, whether you're listening, you know, out on the road right now, you're listening on the app, however you're listening into this broadcast, I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on this Los Angeles Lakers overtime win against the Denver Nuggets. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. That's number one. The second thing is just overall, where the Lakers sit right now, how do you feel about this team going into the All-Star break? 877-710-ESPN. I do want to hear from head coach Frank Vogel. This is courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Here's coach on the 120-116 win over the Denver Nuggets.
Frank, first of all, what did you think flipped the game around after Denver went up by 13 to get you guys going in the other direction in the first half?
You know, I think Dwight and Alex, you know, really gave us a lift. Dwight with his matchup on the Joker, you know, physicality with which he played, and you know, Alex is our secret weapon. You know, he comes in and you know, he usually provides a spark off the bench, and you know, I think those two guys were pivotal. But you know, I think LeBron and AD's determination to win this game was extremely admirable. And, you know, was prevalent all throughout the game, including during that stretch.
Hey, you made that switch at halftime with Dwight. What did you think about doing with Caruso and, you know, kind of when to put him in? As you said, he ends up plus 23, I think, for the evening.
Yeah, plus 23 in 22 minutes. You know, we're doing some different things with the rotation, which you know, means we basically bring him in the second quarter, you know, for Rondo and in the fourth. And, you know, he played so well. You know, in the first half, so we thought about bringing him in early, but, you know, Doe was really good last game, so we gave him an opportunity, came in, played well, but, you know, we knew we could come back to Alex in the fourth down the stretch. You know, with a small lineup, you know, we could go, when we slide AD to the five, we can go a number of different ways. We can go Kuz there, we can, you know, put LeBron at the four and play Danny and Avery and KCP, or sometimes we put Alex in there. You know what I mean? And just a lot of different ways we can go. He was really good in the first half and, you know, great in the second half as well.
AD had, you know, some of those defensive plays in the fourth quarter and then obviously the threes in overtime. How do you kind of feel like he handles some of those situations late and sort of adds to his toolbox or pulls more things out of the toolbox?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just said it. I mean, you answered your own question with the threes, the big threes. You know, he's making down at crunch time. It's tough to score. You know, on the road against a good defensive team at crunch time. And, you know, Bron's getting great penetration. We're attacking Joker at five fouls. And, you know, when they brought help, AD punished him with big threes, you know. And then obviously what he does on the defensive end is just he's a defensive player of the year. You know what I mean? So you put him on anybody, he guards anybody, dominates anybody. And he was great down there on that end again tonight.
Is Caruso's role defined, or is there – a possibility for it expanding as we head down?
Yeah, there's a possibility for it expanding. You know, right now he's my secret weapon. You know, I break him out when I need him. You know, he's certainly earned a rotational spot, and he's in the rotation. And, you know, like I said, like when we need him to, you know, to grow into a bigger role, he delivers. So, you know, we got a number of guys that, like, guys just keep pushing each other. With great games. KCP plays well, so all of a sudden, you know, it's like, where do we find him extra minutes? And Avery starts making shots. Rondo was great the other night. You know, it's a different guy every night. And, you know, it's a testament to our culture of guys pushing each other, pulling for each other, and, you know, making my job hard.
When you talk about that determination that AD and LeBron had to win this game, are you seeing that in ways that we don't necessarily see just watching from afar?
Yeah, I think LeBron in the locker room had a game face before the game tonight. You know, you just tell he was really, really locked in, and that this was not a, you know, foot out the door towards the break type of game. You know, that he was going to have a playoff mindset to it, and he showed that all throughout the game. And AD does it with his play. You know, he just does it with just great determination. You know, again, the last game before the break at times, especially, you know, in a tough environment, you know, guys will try and compete, but, you know, sometimes it's not the best effort. But those two guys were special tonight.
Man, I can't tell you how much I respect the way the Lakers came out tonight and took care of business. And we can give a lot of credit around to a lot of the players, but as Coach was just mentioning right there, he's got a secret weapon in Alex Caruso. And the way LeBron James and Anthony Davis, we're going to do everything to get this win. You gotta love the Lakers looking at this game and not saying, oh, it's a game before the break. No, it was, let's win this game and then go enjoy our break. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? You need to call the Wallace Firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. My guy, Brad Wallace, and the attorneys at the Wallace Firm will fight relentlessly to get you the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. No win, no fee, so Wallace can win for you. Coming up next, we'll take your calls on the ESPN or on the Sprint hotline, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Let's hear from Laker fans. Let's get your guys' thoughts on this game and just overall where the Lakers sit. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Here's Monty Morris to Jokic at the top of the key. Jokic to Jamal Murray. He's the guy you got to worry about. Gary Harris has it. Harris got to the rim, and AD cut him off. Blocked by Anthony Davis out of bounds. Anthony Davis has made back-to-back stupendous defensive plays.
8 seconds to shoot for Denver.
If the Lakers win this game, Michael, this game could win AD the Defensive Player of the Year. Those two plays were unbelievable.
Block of the Game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk. 2 blocks on the night for Anthony Davis. He got both of those blocks late in the game. 2 steals for AD. Ended up with 33 points. Just a great effort by everybody. And like I mentioned, we've had some fantastic wins this season. This might be the game of the year for the Lakers. What I'm referring to there, just a fantastic number one versus number two. I tweeted out before the game started that I thought it was a big game. I think a lot of people are like, all right, it's not that big of a deal. We're just 53 games in. Relax, Allen. But I did. I really thought there's such great momentum walking into this All-Star break if you could have got this win tonight and the Lakers did it. So that part was fantastic. Time to go to the Sprint hotline. Visit your local Sprint store to find out how you can get $100 just for switching. Get a network built for unlimited and save big on your holiday shopping at Sprint. Hurry in now through Sunday, February 16th to learn more. This entire segment, we're going to dedicate it to Laker fans out there. Want to hear from you guys, get your thoughts on the game. Let's start with Terry in L.A. Terry, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Alan. I hope that this stops all the talk about needing another player. There's nobody on the buyout market that the Lakers need. There's championship DNA all in on this team, from the players that have won championships to Jason Kidd on the coaching staff. And what this is allowing the Lakers to do is, think about it, Alex Caruso really could get more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He really should get more minutes. But because the chemistry is so well, and people have been, you know, complaining about Rondo, but everybody is playing their role, Alan. Yeah, they don't play great all the time, but there's nobody that the Lakers could bring that's going to put them over the top. They have the team right now.
I'd say this, Terry, at this point, and I appreciate you calling into the postgame show, at this point, look, the one strength that the Lakers have, we were talking about in the pregame show, there's chemistry. If I use the Clippers as an example, how many times has that roster played together? This is the strength that the Lakers have, is you got guys that have played together all season long. And while other rosters made some moves towards the trade deadline, which I get it. I mean, I was one that was talking about another piece away or another puzzle piece that might fit. That's the strength that the Lakers have right now, is they have guys that understand each other's tendencies. They understand each other's strengths. The timing is on. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to deliver every night, because, you know, look at Danny Green, look at Kuzma, look at Rondo. They didn't have big nights for the Lakers. We know that. But Dwight Howard, KCP, and Alex Caruso stepped in to critical roles tonight. Michael Inchino, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Michael.
What's going on, man? I think you said it best, that this is probably the Lakers' best game of the year, and especially going to the All-Star break, the second half of the season, for them to set the tone like this. What I saw tonight, I believe truly that if the Lakers and Clippers match up in the Western Conference Finals, if the Lakers come like this every single night, I think it's a six-game series in Lakers' favor, because you had LeBron on the floor diving for balls. You had Caruso out there playing stellar defense.
Oh, this meant something to them tonight. You know, you could tell, Michael, this was a big game for them.
Most definitely, yeah.
Well, here's the beauty, Michael. Here's the beauty. The beauty is, you know, whether we're going to make predictions right now of what's going to happen in the playoffs or not, the beauty is you still have 2 months of basketball left where you get to play the Boston Celtics again, you get Milwaukee again, Toronto, Philadelphia, the Clippers at Utah. That game against the Toronto Raptors is in Toronto. You got a lot of tough matchups still left. So you're going to get your chances and your opportunities to continue to get better, to shut down some of those critics that are saying, and I do this myself too, doing the Lakers talk show or the post game or pregame, whatever the case is. There are times there's a but right now with the Lakers that says you have great wins, you're number one in the Western Conference, but you have some losses against teams that there's a great chance you could face down the road at some point. Well, the beauty is they're still on your schedule to get a chance, you know, to get a chance against the Bucks and the Sixers and the Clippers and all these other teams. You get to still play them before the season is over. Richard in Vegas, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Richard.
Having me on.
Yeah, you got it, man.
So I really want to talk about the rotation that Frank Vogel, or Coach Vogel, has been having out there. I think this is the second game where he kind of tweaked around with the rotation, put in Alex Caruso a little bit more in there. And, I mean, it worked out perfectly. He even addressed that he has a secret weapon with Caruso.
Well, he gave up the secret weapon, Richard. I mean, how is it secret if he's already telling us?
Very true, very true. The one thing that I also wanted to talk about is I'm super excited to see LeBron's beast mode after the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. I think we got a little taste of it with that big dunk that he had coming down. What do you think, Alan? I mean, I think I'm super excited to go in and see LeBron for the first time in the after All-Star. You know, last year he got injured, so yeah. You know, I'm super excited to see him.
Where these games are meaningful. I'll tell you this, and this has happened a couple times where Lakers will lose a game and LeBron struggled from the field and will get people saying, man, just LBJ just doesn't have it anymore. And I'm like, all right, are you going to call back in when LeBron has just a regular LeBron James game? 32 points, 14 assists, 12 rebounds, 15 of 29 from the field in 42 minutes. And he's 35 years old. It's special what we get to see from LeBron James every night. Speaking of calling it wrong, during the game, I was joking around with the guys in here. And, you know, look, I want to see Anthony Davis in the block. And Anthony Davis tonight hits two big threes right after I said, why is AD shooting threes? Get him down low. But both of those guys, I'm going to highlight, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis. Look, we all know that's the best duo in the NBA. I've said this a lot, too. I know what LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to give the Lakers every single night. And they're going to have to raise their games to even another level come postseason just because that's how good they are and that's how dependent we are on them. But if you don't get help, if your bench players, if your role players aren't contributing, you can't win an NBA championship. You just can't. It's impossible. You can't do it. We all have been privileged to watch the Los Angeles Lakers over the last, you know, you want to go back to the Showtime era or the era with Shaq and Kobe or the era with Kobe and Gasol. Role players are so important. And that's what I think it's always going to come down to with the Lakers. If they have enough of these role players that can contribute on a consistent basis, okay, now it's not just on par with everybody else, but you can say in a seven-game set, you'll take your chances. Just got to be on a consistent basis. Jamil and San Dimas, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Jamil.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
So I just wanted to say, I mean, you've been hitting all the points. This game, focusing specifically on it, it was awesome. I was actually at work. I just got home. But work at a restaurant. Looked over at the bar. I kept walking through, you know, looking up at the TV.
Pretending like you had something to do over there. I like that. I like that.
Exactly. at the end of the night, I mean, overtime, bar was completely filled with a bunch of businessmen watching the Laker game. And it's exciting to see the Lakers playing like how the Lakers should be playing. Yeah. I mean, the last, 10 seasons have been pretty rough ever since, you know, well, I would say 8 seasons, until Kobe got hurt, until he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been, I mean, a downhill spiral. I mean, we've gotten lots of good draft picks, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, but nothing really amounted until, you know, we traded those pieces, got a good team, and it's exciting to watch Lakers basketball how it should be watched. Got a lot of friends up in NorCal who have been saying, oh, Warriors are the greatest thing. They're the team from California. No, Lakers all the way. And it's just, like I said, exciting to see them play.
No, it's great. It's great to see where the Lakers are right now. You know, Ireland says this on the broadcast a lot. He always talks about never tune out of a Lakers game and make sure that you're watching this team this year. And he references back to, you know, John and MT have been around the Los Angeles Lakers for a number of years, so they've seen these championships, and they just continue to remind listeners this is one of those type of years. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. You don't we're not going to go march down Figueroa tonight because the Lakers won on February 12th and have the best record in the Western Conference. But just good signs to see where the Lakers are going. I said this a couple times already in the postgame show. I just personally love how they didn't take tonight off, that this was meaningful to them. It is a statement game. It is sending a message to everyone in the NBA that when the Lakers need it most, they're going to do everything they can to go get it. And this was a Denver Nuggets team that had been playing some good basketball as of late. All right, let me get one more quick caller in here. Jeff in Eagle Rock. Jeff, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Alan, so much for taking my call.
You got it, man.
You know, I just, going back to when you talked about LeBron, I just want to admit, yeah, you know, I was one of those guys, like you said, you know. I was one of those guys that's watching the game. It's like, you know, LeBron felt like the LeBron he was before. He's not, I thought he wasn't sort of maybe, you know, maybe it's true what others are saying. You know, maybe he's gotten older, maybe he's gotten a little weaker, but he showed up today. And, you know, I truly believe, and I know the Lakers from this game, I know the Lakers will take it, you know. And during the call before, when it comes to the game against the Clippers, they win it. They win it all the way. You know, I have no doubt at all that LeBron is—he's playing smart. That's
hey,
what it is.
Hey Jeff, you know what? You know what's crazy, and I appreciate you calling in. Lakers played a game December 3rd in Denver, and they won by 9 with LeBron. Then Lakers come to Staples Center, and they play. It was like late December. They play the Denver Nuggets at home without LeBron. They lost by 24 points. Tonight they obviously get the road win in Denver. That's the definition of the most valuable player in the league. What are you when that player is not on the court? And we know just how great LeBron James is. 32 points tonight with 14 assists, 12 rebounds, 15-29 from the field. Let's do this when we come back. Alex Caruso has spoken. We'll hear from Alex Caruso. Lakers all over the Denver Nuggets, 120-116 in overtime. Stay right here. This is a Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. All right, Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers 64-48 in the paint. A lot of those buckets is LeBron James getting to the basket, Dwight Howard doing a lot of dirty work, Anthony Davis 12-23 from the field, so he did a lot of his work down low as well. Also had 3 three-pointers. But I think the guy that everybody wants to hear from and to talk about is Alex Caruso. Look, Caruso is he's a fan favorite. There's no question about that. His journey to get to the NBA, the process of him to be a part of this Lakers team, and then to be a contributor when he gets that opportunity. Listen, a lot of us can make that argument right now, and I think a lot of people on Twitter, on social media, and everything else, and I'll make it too, got to find more ways to get him playing time. Because it's not like he's one of those players that has to have the ball in his hands. It's not like he's one of those players that's going to be lazy on defense and he's just worried about his shot. Alex Caruso is an asset for this Los Angeles Lakers team. And the more practice he can get in the regular season, the more opportunities he can get in the regular season, I think it's just going to serve the Lakers better and it's going to serve him better when we get into that postseason. Caruso tonight, a plus 23 in the plus minus, the 10 points, the 6 rebounds, the 4 assists, the steal and the block shots, I'm telling you, does not tell the whole story of how important Alex Caruso was in this 4-point overtime win against the Denver Nuggets. Here's Alex Caruso, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
All right, Alex, things certainly changed in that first half when you, and to a similar extent, Dwight, checked into the game. What did you think you were able to – how did you think you were able to influence the pattern there of the game?
We just started playing hard. I mean, that's kind of what I do best, you know, is making the hustle plays, being physical, and then just being opportunistic on offense, you know, when I have my my shots on unders, take them. When I have chances to attack the paint, and then just get after defensively.
What did you see from LeBron and AD, and just their kind of consistent level of focus throughout, especially as things got tight and all those possession for possession you were on the floor with in crunch time and overtime?
Yeah, I could tell they were locked in pregame. LeBron had his jersey on with like 80 minutes to go before the game, so that kind of honestly, subliminally, that kind of helped me just lock in and be ready to go if my number was called, and it was. So, I mean, those guys night in, night out do what they do, and I think what gets overlooked is the box outs that they have, the defensive rotation, the rebounds, the stuff that people don't cheer for all the time, you know, not the dunks, not the threes, or stuff like that that they do that helps us win.
After the game, Frank called you a secret weapon. Obviously, he's aware of being plus 23 in those minutes. What have the conversations been like about role and rotation and, you know, handling the ball versus complementary piece when LeBron's in? Like, how have all that stuff evolved at this point of the season for you?
I kind of just fit in whenever we need it, you know. The old saying, fit in where you get in. Last couple of games, guy's been playing well. AB's been playing lights out lately, so deservedly so, he's gotten more minutes. And for me, it's just, I mean, I said at the beginning of the year and preseason media day interviews, whatever it takes for us to win, whatever my role is, I'm going to do it. And gotten great leadership of that from the older guys, just being ready and whatever it is on a nightly basis that I need to do, just doing it.
All right, that's Alex Caruso right there. You know, there's certain players that, look, we're all sports fans, so if you're tuned into this broadcast right now, however you're listening to the post-game show, they're players that have just raw talent. You know, they walk onto a basketball floor and you're like, man, this guy jumps out of the gym, his athleticism, whatever it is. And I think sometimes, you know, effort has so much to – we respect effort because we can all relate to it. You get up every day, you roll up your sleeves, and you go to work. And Caruso, Dwight Howard, you could even throw KCP into that mix. I love their energy. Actually, let me just do Caruso and Dwight Howard for a quick second. Their energy on the basketball court is contagious, you know, and that doesn't mean that they're the most talented players that are on the court. We know that they're not. How good is Jokic? How good is Jamal Murray? LeBron and AD, we talk about every single night. But there's hustle plays, there's effort plays, there's small plays, there's deflections, there's proper defensive rotations. That could be the difference of a win and a loss. Players like Dwight Howard and Alex Caruso, at least at this stage of their career, Dwight at the, you know, latter part of his career, Alex Caruso, hopefully a long career ahead of him, those are the things that they're doing for the Lakers this season. Those are the things that were, in my opinion, the difference tonight. Kuzma had 3 points tonight, 1 of 4 from the field, 16 minutes. He didn't have it going tonight. Danny Green, 21 minutes, only took 2 shots, had 3 points for the Lakers. He didn't have it going tonight. Rondo, 2 points, 1 of 2 from the field in 14 minutes. He didn't have it going tonight. So how are the Lakers going to figure out a way to still get the W in tonight's game and, you know, obviously depend on, yes, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, you depend on those players. We watch the Lakers depend on them on a night-in, night-out basis, but I love Caruso saying right there, you got to just find a way to fit in. And he's found a way to fit in, and I think you can make an argument right now that Alex Caruso has to get more playing time on this team and on this roster. I know with Dwight Howard, it's a little bit different. A lot of that just kind of depends on matchups. There was moments tonight, AD was guarding Jokic, and then there were moments tonight that Dwight Howard was going up against Jokic. But Alex Caruso, personally for me, I cannot find ways to figure out how Caruso tonight gets 22 minutes in a overtime game, isn't in that 27, 28, 30-minute range. I think he deserves it. And I don't think you have anything to lose because you know the guy's going to he's gonna bring it from an effort perspective. All right, more of your guys' phone calls when we come back. 877-710-ESPN. Let's hear from Laker fans. Plus, LeBron James, stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN. Congratulations to our Mobile Wash winner tonight, Teresa Johnson. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash means a car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash right now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Make sure you use promo ESPNLA. Save some money in the process. Steve in LA, what'd you think of the Lakers win tonight over the Denver Nuggets?
Alan, you're a very wise man because I'm an old school guy. I played the game a little bit. I'm a student of the game. And you need guys like Alex Caruso and Dwight Howard to be grinders and have winning plays because look at the Clippers. They got about four or five dogs. And it's not always about talent in the playoffs. And you need guys like Alex Caruso and Dwight Howard to give up their bodies. And Kuz, who comes in on the second team, he needs to take that mentality. And it's not always about talent, Alan. It's about making the small and dirty plays.
No, listen,
right on.
Listen, Steven, I appreciate you calling in. Talent is, if you're talented, that's fantastic. But not everybody's going to be LeBron and AD. It's just not going to happen. Or Kawhi Leonard or Giannis, whatever the case is. And that's not to say these guys don't have a unbelievable work ethic to get where they are. But you also got to have just pieces that fit. You know, you can only have so many alphas. After that, everybody's got to kind of find a way to fit in, and that's what Caruso was mentioning. Let me squeeze in one more quick call. Zach in Costa Mesa, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm agreeing pretty much with what the guys before said. It's like you got these guys, Caruso, out there, and like you said, they're not the most talented, but it's all about providing what Frank Vogel needs in that defensive system. You know, I mean, you get to the playoffs and that bench needs to chip in where they can. And if they can lock down the guys and shave a few of those plus minus points off, you know, that's how you win a series. That's how you win those close games.
And we've seen it too, you know, Zach. We saw it with the Derek Fishers of the world, the Rick Fox, Trevor Ariza, Meta World Peace, Lamar Odom. I mean, I could just list off AC Green, Michael Cooper, Byron Scott. I could list off so many different players, Kurt Rambis, that were role players, but I mean, so incredibly important. How are you a plus 23 when your team wins by just four? How's that possible? LeBron James on the Lakers overtime win over the Denver Nuggets.
LeBron, Frank said that you set the tone before the game, just your kind of game face in the locker room. This was not a 1 foot out to the All-Star break type of mindset, and you went on the court and played that way. What was that mindset for you specifically, and how do you think that came out of the court for your team?
I'm just trying to be as laser sharp as I could, laser focused, you know, understanding that, you know, I know the break was coming, but I didn't want to take this opportunity for granted. I wanted to, you know, play extremely well tonight for our ball club. I wanted us to play extremely well going into the break on a high note. And, you know, our team, we responded very well.
You haven't had a ton of games lately with that kind of possession by possession, down the stretch things. What are you looking for there, and especially with AD and the two-man game and how you guys are able to get good shots?
That's it. We're just trying to get great shots. You know, trying not to play against the shot clock, which we did a couple times, but for the most part, we got really good shots. And when you're able to do that, you always keep the defense at bay. And for the most part, we was able to knock them down, even though it was a back-and-forth game throughout the whole game.
You could argue that AC and Dwight came in and kind of changed the tempo of the game, especially on defense. So what did you see from Caruso and Dwight, and how big was that?
You said it. I mean, Dwight came and changed the game from an offensive rebounding standpoint, just bullying, you know, whoever was on him, being able to get to the free throw line, getting us into the bonus, getting us some, you know, some dunks, giving us extra possessions. And then AC defensively was just so in tune, getting steals, getting stops, getting strips, and being a very ultra-aggressive on the offensive end. So those guys were unbelievable off the bench for us.
A night like this for AD, continuing his growth process, he has the block on Jokic, he has the threes, it's one of the better teams in the Western Conference. Do you see this as part of his progression this season?
I mean, every opportunity that we get to play in a close game versus a tough opponent, you know, it's a learning experience for all of us. It prepares us, you know, for a postseason game where it's going to be back and forth. I thought tonight was a playoff atmosphere, both teams being number one and number two in the West Conference, you know, jockeying for position. So, you know, just trying to make plays, whatever it take, you know, on the offensive end, on the defensive end, and you know, and 80 was there, you know, knocking down big threes, getting a block, getting some stops. You know, it was. I got the jump ball as well, just big time.
LeBron, being injured last year, does that make you with not making the playoffs? Do you feel more on a mission this year? Did that make you appreciate the game more, not playing last year and not being in the playoffs?
No, I don't need an injury to make me appreciate the game. You know, but you know, coming into the season, you know, just very hungry, very enthused, very motivated on trying to put this team in position to be as successful as we can, and also at the end of the day, not ever skipping the process, you know, and that's just my mindset.
You mentioned it being 1-2 in the West. How much juice does that add to the matchup on the court, and then by extension, how much more of an exclamation point does it make the victory going into the All-Star?
Well, I've been in locker rooms where you're trying to, you know, catch the number one seed, and I can probably echo what Coach Malone's speech was those guys are three games ahead of us, you know, and if we want to be the number one seed, we got to beat them. They beat us on our home floor before, and let's go get this one, you know. So I had that in my mind, understanding. I know what they're thinking over there. I know the dialogue that's probably going over there and saying they want to, you know, try to get a great win versus us, you know, going into the break. So, you know, I just try to counterproduct that by, you know, bringing that same intensity.
You've been on teams where, you know, you guys have been the number one seed. You've been on teams where, you know, you haven't chased that as hard. Is the number one seed a strong goal? You guys have been number one almost quite a while.
We don't talk about it. We really don't. We just play the game the right way. We don't talk about it. We see the standings. We know what it is, but we don't talk about it. We go out and say, hey, we're the number one seed. Let's play. No, we just go play our game. And if it happens, it happens.
You'll have a 6-week sprint after the break until the postseason. Big picture, what things have you guys done up to this point to make you feel, or what have you done to judge where you guys are at?
Well, we are where we need to be. And, you know, we'll come back off the break and get ready for the final stretch of the regular season. But you don't put too much into it. You understand that you play some good basketball along the way. You play some not good basketball. But you want to continue to get better and continue to trust the process. You know, so we look forward to it when we get back and get back on the floor and see how far we can continue to grow.
I know you don't talk about it amongst each other, but for you personally, how important do you think it is to have the number one seed?
We don't talk about it. I don't know. At the end of the day, I think every Western Conference team that will make the playoffs can win on someone else's floor. You know, for us, we would love to play in front of our home fans as much as we can. We love being, you know, with our Laker faithful. But, you know, at the end of the day, you go out and play each and every game like it's his own game, and you can't worry about what can happen the following day. You can only live in the present. So, you know, like we did tonight.
All right, that's LBJ, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. What a great win. It's great to hear LeBron, too, kind of reference the standings, and we don't pay too much attention to it. I love that he's talking about Coach Malone for the Denver Nuggets. He's been in that position before where he can talk about that speech and say, hey, we're just three games back from the Los Angeles Lakers. We get this win tonight. It's down to two going into the All-Star break. That's extra motivation to a veteran ball club, a team that's been there before. And I'm talking about individual players. LeBron's been there before. Rondo's been there before. Coach has been there before. There's certain individuals on this team that have been there before. Obviously, the young guys haven't been in this predicament before. At the end of the day, another win for the Lakers, 120-116 over the Nuggets, now 41-12 on the season. All right, a couple quick thank yous. Thank you to Adam Bronstein, Rebecca Womble, Jesse Lopez, and Carlos Isu. This is a good place for the Lakers to be at right now, at obviously this stage of the season, and we're going to continue to have so much Lakers coverage tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ, and then followed by that, the Sedano Show will go at 10, Will Kane, Mason in Ireland, and then Sliwa Show tomorrow night starting at 6:30 p.m. So if you guys want to be a part of that, I'll spend a lot of time on the Los Angeles Lakers as well. Appreciate everybody that tuned into our broadcast, all the calls that came into the post-game show. This is the Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.